Potomac Edison and Mon Power are supposed to read meters every other month and can send estimated bills in months when actual readings aren't taken. Before the PSC heard comments, Potomac Edison representatives gave a PowerPoint explanation for the problem, saying two big storms last year, the derecho and the October snowstorm, affected the ability to actually read the meters. Delegate Stephen Skinner was among those who didn't buy that explanation.
What I heard this morning about the reasons for why we're in the situation that we're in were excuse, 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 excuse. And then I heard that there were some issues in need of enhancement. I have yet to hear the real personal responsibility from First Energy and Potomac Edison for the problems in the Eastern Panhandle.
Several customers who received extraordinarily high bills testified. One was Kevin Bohr, who is retired from a power company where he worked at a generation plant. Bohr says the inconsistent billing has been hard on him.
So this is the way I've been paying my electric bill now for the last two, three years. I have to send them an extra $100 or $200 extra every month, because I don't want to get hit with no $500, $600 electric bill like I did one time. I can't afford that. I'm on disability now.
Some customers described getting multiple bills in a single month, and others expressed concern that the power company doesn't have good enough documentation to accurately estimate a meter reading. Sharon Wilson offered a solution.
I think the only way to get a bottom line accurate estimate for everybody is to mandate that for a 12-month consecutive period that the meters get read every month.
Potomac Edison spokesman Todd Myers says the company wants customers to call when they have a problem so the company can work with them. Several representatives were on hand to meet with customers during and after the hearing. Myers says one problem was before First Energy bought Allegheny Power, the employees who read the meters had other duties like collections, hookups, and disconnections.
Now meter readers do nothing but read meters. The other responsibilities have been split off into meter technicians and different kinds of people. So sometimes people say there's not as many meter readers. Well, there may be a little bit less meter readers, but they are meter readers who are 100% dedicated to reading meters all day long.
The PSC also took comments last night from Mon Power customers in Fairmont. A second Fairmont hearing is scheduled this morning at 9:30 at Westchester Village. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.